Welcome to the show, Life of a Dog in a Res, a place where we share funny, cringeworthy, and inspirational stories from our beloved Pueblo homelands. Stories that uplift the soul, provide us hope, and heal our spirits. Just like knowing your beloved res dog made it through another year of dog fights, speeding cars, tribal dog ordinances, paternity suits, and porcupine encounters. I'm your host, Yashjay, and I am so happy that you joined me today. The Life of a Dog on a Res podcast turns 1 year old today. Oh gosh, what a journey it has been. This podcast of mine was born out of trying to find a way to heal from life events that put me in a place of questioning my worth. I always loved the spoken word. I love listening to news talk radio, audiobooks, sports talk radio, and podcasts. I would immerse myself into people's stories of struggle, heartache, acceptance, and eventual peace. I wanted to do the same, but I didn't have a clue of how to go about that. I first thought about starting a blog of my journey as a father, traditional Pueblo man, runner, teacher, and self-confessed res dog. But I hate writing. Turns out podcasting involves a ton of writing. No one ever says life was easy, right? Anyway, one day I was listening to NPR, and they did a story about a podcast contest that they hold every year for elementary, middle, and high school students. Students produce a 7-minute episode on anything they would like to share with the world. I listened to some of the entries and thought, I could do that. They were all unique in their own way. Well, that got me thinking, what would my show be about, I thought. I Googled how to start a podcast. After going down several rabbit holes, it became clear that all podcasts have a niche, something that the podcast can confidently speak of. I started to think of topics I could talk about. I can talk about being a florist, but I hate flowers. I can talk about being a photographer, but it's been years since I've done it professionally. I can talk about joining the circus. Just kidding, I'll spare you those details. One day, I went for a run. Reflecting back on how running is deeply rooted in our Pueblo traditions, a light bulb went off. Why don't I talk about growing up on the res and all the funny, cringeworthy, and inspirational stories that come out of our beloved Pueblo homelands? As soon as I got home, I started my research on how to start a podcast. I took an online course, got some great information of format, style, equipment, and promotion. I started writing my scripts and produced 6 episodes for release. Many nights were spent researching, writing, rewriting, recording, and editing my episodes. Through all that, I was still in what I called the darkness, still struggling with self-worth, self-esteem, letting past hurts go, and trying to learn acceptance. I have to be honest, many of those editing nights were filled with tears and feelings of imposter syndrome. Like running, for that period of time when it's just my footsteps on the earth, the sound of my breath breathing in life and my mind clear, I experienced those same feelings in writing my episodes. I got lost in the history of our people, our beautiful ceremonies, language, stories, and traditions, as well as memories of stealing watermelon from our grandfather, going to a Little League baseball game in Cochiti in the middle of summer only to have pickle juice to drink because the coach forgot to bring the water, destroying our friend's new bike he just got hours before, drinking ditch water after it rained because we thought it looked like chocolate milk, smoking a cigar that we won at Santo Domingo Feast, hiding it in a tree just to have our older brother find it, tell our dad, and being forced to smoke the whole thing. My brother and I were sick for days. Funny thing about life, just when you think it's not so bad, the universe says, "You ready for more?" To that I say, "Bring it on." Just kidding. I better not tempt fate. This podcast puppy was born behind the outdoor bread oven next to the Chevy Corsica that Auntie stores winter jackets in and says she is going to fix when she gets her tax refund. The Life of a Dog on a Res came to life on March 17th, 2022 at exactly 2 a.m. in the morning. I woke up every hour on the hour checking my podcast host site to see if I got any downloads. Well, I had 3 downloads and I was ecstatic. Turns out, they were my downloads of the show that registered. Eventually, I saw my download count slowly increase. I can't explain the feeling, but it was wonderful knowing that people around the world were listening to my voice, stories, and songs. I had an ambitious goal of releasing 2 episodes a month, which I was able to do for the first few months. Then, life got in the way. There is a term in the podcast community called pod fade. It is when someone starts a new podcast and after a handful of episodes, slowly or suddenly stops. Recording ends and the feed gets stale. It is a pretty common occurrence. Pod fade happens to about 75% of podcasts. The Life of a Dog on a Res almost suffered that fate. It laid in the corner licking its wounds, unsure if it would make it to the next day. But like any resilient res dog, it healed itself, got up, got healthier, got stronger, continued to eat old tortillas and feast day leftovers, eventually roaming the res looking for inspiration and motivation from the people that love and care for res dogs. I found wonderful Pueblo and indigenous people to come on the show and share their stories with the world. To all of you who have been part of the show, I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your stories, journey, struggles, honesty, inspirational words, songs, artistic talent, and showing the world the beauty of our culture, language, and traditions. To all the members of the Red Thunder White Lightning Podcast Collective, my Res Dog Pack, who have helped me with story creation, editing, technical assistance, advice, and promotion, this podcast wouldn't be what it is without your insight and belief in my platform. I thank you. To my family, friends, and fellow Res Dogs, thank you for your unconditional love and support. Many of you know my story and continue to stand by me, which I want to say, I love you all. Then, to you, my wonderful listeners, without you, this show wouldn't exist. Thank you for your support of my show and giving this old res dog an opportunity to come into your lives and share with you the beauty of our people, history, language, and culture. I would like to also acknowledge my fellow indigenous podcasters that I find inspiration and motivation to continue what you all started. Shout out to the Brown Sound Podcast, Off the Reservation Podcast, Toasted Sister Podcast, the Fancy Navajo Podcast, the Tono Otom Youth Voices Podcast, Nahajene Our Voices and Indigenous Solutions Podcast, Native Runners Podcast, Indigenous Podcast, and many, many more out there that promote our indigenous knowledge and understanding. Go take a listen and support indigenous content creators everywhere. And to my 10 listeners in India, I say, Dhanyavaad. Well, that's the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for listening to the Life of a Dog on a Res podcast. I hope this bonus birthday episode brought a smile to your face, made you laugh, and inspired you to do good things. I truly appreciate all the love and support that you send and wish all of you the happiness and joy that we all deserve. If you love the show, please like, follow, subscribe, and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly helps spread the word to our families, friends, and fellow res dogs. Until next time, shoutsim ho pa. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey! Today's bumper music was provided by the Iabe Singers from Red Lake, Minnesota. Hokahe, boys, keep on jamming.